successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Here you go, man. Merry Christmas.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, the first mate. Barry, the boater, rounding out the crew on this holiday weekend. Hopefully, you're making the best of it. Getting ready for a Christmas light boat parade. Taking your boat out for the first time in a year. I mean, we didn't really address why it's been so long, other than your boatmate has been a little incapacitated. That kept you from the water, I guess, Barry, until
now. Well, she had major surgery on her neck, and right. The last thing I wanted to do is jostle any of her bionic implants that
right.
are now in there.
But so. You needed her to help you out on the water, I guess.
Well, it's just, I mean, I go out on the water by myself sometimes, but yeah. It's nice to have someone with you. Boating
right.
is really it can be more than a one-person thing. And it's mm-hmm. it's just nice. She likes to go out there, and we like to explore.
Yeah.
So we went
what
to
else
new
did
places.
You see out there in the Everglades other than a gator and... And
alligators and blue herons and white herons and some yeah. strange looking duck type thing. And she was hoping to see panthers. And I said, no, those are night creatures. You won't see those at night.
Yeah.
You may see a bear because we do have black bears. But the area we were in was a lot of sawgrass. Mm-hmm. And you could tell the dry areas from the wet areas. The dry areas will have regular trees there, you know, the kind that need land for the roots.
Yeah.
You just see sawgrass, that's all wet. You know, there's all water there. So there's no place for you to stand or anything.
So that was
like
your gauge on where you could take your boat and where you wouldn't want to take it?
Well, no, I wouldn't take it into the sawgrass. It would foul up the prop and the engine really quick.
Yeah.
But there are canals that were cut there years ago back when the first people came to Florida and realized that we could make this into a great booming economy and just drain the Everglades. They didn't understand how our water system worked here.
Mm-hmm.
And they now they realize that this whole draining the Everglades concept was not a good idea.
Yeah.
So they had dug all these canals. They're all straight as an arrow.
Yeah. Well, how busy was it? Well, I mean, did you not see?
It was quiet.
Yeah, I was going to say, get out there, you're out with nature, and you don't see another boat hardly at all.
No, there were just a couple of fishing people out there. There were some boats or some trailers where we had launched from. So we know there were people out there fishing, but there's these canals can take you all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you stay within the locks of that area. There's airboat rides. If you don't have a boat, you could go on one of those.
How do you keep from getting lost down there? Just with your GPS? Or
actually, my GPS didn't show anything. It was completely blank out there. It doesn't have any navigable water maps built into it for that area, which I'm kind of sad about.
So you just got to remember which way you came
down the canal? Well, I used my car GPS.
Right.
Because Google Maps actually shows the canals and would show you where you were in the canal. But yeah, I mean, you really could not get lost if you stay in the canals.
Mm-hmm.
We just followed all the way down, and then I followed the track all the way back. It was not a straight line, but it was one big wide canal that just took us all the way down.
Yeah.
Now, there were some other canals that went off in other directions, which we will try later on.
Okay. And how far you figure you traversed through the Everglades?
About almost 60 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 30 miles each way.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were up in Miccosukee land there.
Yeah. Was there any other places where you could stop along the way and visit something, or are you just out in the middle of nowhere, or what?
There are supposed to be some campsites out there where you can, I guess, pull your boat in. And as I said, there are some areas that are dry areas.
Dump a dead body, that kind of thing.
Well, if you're going to do that, you want to go deeper in the Everglades. I'll show you where one day, Greg.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll show you where we put all the bodies.
All right, Dexter. Okay. So you have, you did that. You did see some gators though. Definitely.
Oh yeah. A lot of gators. She was amazed, you know, and then seeing them in the water, they just kind of float along there.
Yeah.
They don't get close to you. They hear the boat and they just kind of move away.
Right.
And we were trying to get close enough to get some good pictures. I did send you some photos, and I sent you a couple of videos that she took of us. And if you watch it, is the boat loved the water. This boat was designed for flat water.
Yeah. What is the draft on that 17-foot Triumph, you figure?
6 inches, 5 inches.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But the engine's not on a jack plate. So remember, the engine is about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet to the bottom of the skeg.
Yeah.
Below the boat.
Okay.
So I have my alarm on my dead depth cylinder.
Yeah. 2 feet.
3 feet.
3 feet.
3 foot.
Okay.
It starts beeping at 3. Now it doesn't do anything. It just tells me the water's 32 degrees.
Yeah. Well, that retrofit with a new depth sounder and temperature gauge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that a pretty easy, like you'll do it yourself kind of thing?
Yeah. Or? I installed it originally, and I'm just going to use the old wire that I had pulled underneath the boat inside the hull to pull in the new cabling, and I'll mount the new one where the old one was. And I already sent you a link to it so that you could put it on my Christmas.
I deleted that. Yeah. Yes.
I'll send it again.
I'll forward it to Santa.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But actually, the new one is nicer. It has a GPS built into it, which is amazing. Yeah. And it's in color. Mine was in black and white.
Mm. Well,
but
so
I loved
this,
it worked great. It was simple.
Well, yeah, but this will be like a blessing in disguise. So you got an upgrade. Maybe. It didn't, you know, what'd you say, $130? That's chump change to a rich guy like you.
Bucks. Yeah.
60.
Rich guy like me. You know, with 160, you know what's nice? Is that it wasn't the engine or something major.
Well, true.
And right. I was talking to someone about that when I showed him what happened. He says, well, that's easy. I said, yeah, the engine was running beautifully. All the work I did to it, you know, rebuilding the oil system and everything else, it worked nice.
Yeah.
And it ran well on that fuel.
All right. So you're good. You burned off all that old fuel you thought was going to give you a problem, right?
Oh, yeah. And then I put fresh fuel in and more stabilizer. And then, as I said, we're going back out, hopefully in a week or so, as soon as I get this other depth sounder installed.
So, so you put more fuel back in it? If you aren't going to run it for a while, wouldn't you be better to just have it emptied out?
You're better off keeping it full, because the less air space you have, the less moisture it can get in there.
Yeah.
The boat's kept in a garage.
Right.
Okay. But what you're trying to do is keep moisture away from the fuel system, because it has ethanol in it.
Right. But so I mean, if you actually burned it to empty, I guess you didn't do, right?
No, I burned it to, it used about a half a tank. So about 12 gallons of fuel was used.
Okay. But you see what I'm saying? Just like if you turned off the fuel line on a lawnmower and burned off the, you know, all the fuel.
Oh, I do that with the engine. And that was the other thing with fresh water, is that you don't have to wash the boat. I just rinsed it off. I put the muffs on for a few minutes just to run some, you know, fresh water through the fresh water.
Yeah.
And that was it. But what I do is I disconnect the fuel line and I let it run dry.
Yeah.
So the carbs don't have any water in the float bowls when it's done.
Okay.
They're empty.
It's just in the, you fill the tank up.
The fill tank. Yeah. The gas tank is full with fresh fuel, high octane with fuel stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to run it again, hopefully in a week or so. As soon as I get this depth.
Where are you going to go this time?
Same place? There are more canals for us to explore. Yeah, we're going to check out some more canals.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get any more gator tail from the...
You're going to find a different place?
I don't know if we'll find a different place. There are different places that you could stop at.
Yeah,
maybe
fish camps and stuff. Aren't there a bunch of them?
Yeah, there is one fish. One fish camp. I'm not sure how to get to it yet. I got to look at the canals or find charts or something.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing.
Well, use your nose. Follow your nose.
That can help.
Yeah. I mean, but once again, the one with the gator tail that was a disappointment.
It's called Holiday Park, and it's a little concession stand they have there.
Yeah.
The rest of the food is fine.
Just a bad day for gator tail. That's all.
It wasn't the best.
Okay. Well, that's one opinion, one boater. Take it for what it's worth.
Well, the birds wouldn't eat it either.
Oh, well, that's one way to look at it. All right. So he's eating bird food scraps, I guess. On that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you!
you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.